Our Gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of our Lord. On November 1st, many Christians around the world gather to commemorate All Saints' Day. On this day, we gather to remember the saints of the Bible, the saints of faith who have ministered throughout time and history, like Saint Patrick and Saint Francis of Assisi and Mother Teresa. We also pause to remember those in our congregation who have passed on into life eternal during the past year. We remember the blessings they gave us and the lives they lived in faith as beloved children of God. Our Gospel reading today is a well-known one. They are the Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had been traveling throughout Galilee. He had been teaching and proclaiming the good news and healing every disease and sickness of those who followed him. And the crowds grew as he traveled. Everyone wanted to see and know this man who was changing the world with the good news and unconditional love of God. Now, Jesus saw the crowds and he decided to travel up the mountain. And perhaps he did this so all could hear and see him better. He then sat down and invited his disciples to come closer. And the crowds gathered in. And he then began to teach those who had gathered, reinterpreting the old law of Moses into a new law of blessings and love. Now, these blessings were not the usual blessings that one would expect. Jesus was blessing the poor, the meek, the hungry, the persecuted, and those who mourned. When we think of blessings, we usually think of those who have wealth and status or health as being blessed in our world. But Jesus was blessing those of the exact opposite lot in life. Jesus contradicted conventional wisdom and thought. When Jesus speaks the words of verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted," he was probably alluding to Isaiah 61, verses 2 and 3, where God comforts the Israelites after the destruction of the temple. The Spirit and good news of God was with the Israelites. And the Spirit and good news of God is with us in our struggles, in our mourning, and in our grief when a loved one dies. In this good news, we find hope, strength, and comfort for the future. When a loved one dies, the year following is always a time of firsts. Events like birthdays, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are usually times of celebration and joy. But in that first year, these events feel subdued, leaving a sense of sadness and grief. These firsts are hard. On these days, memories are more present in our minds. We remember the little things, like a favorite sweater that our loved one wore, a favorite song that they loved to sing or hear, or a certain food that they loved to eat. We are aware that a chair has been left empty. And it's okay to acknowledge that these days are hard. And it's important to acknowledge all of the emotions that we feel, whether they are tears of sadness or times of laughter when a funny story is shared. God is present in all of the emotions one feels, in all of the memories, in the feeling of grief and loneliness, in the laughter, and in the tears. God is present. You are not alone. Today, we lit 3 candles in memory of our loved ones who have gone before us this past year. We remembered our congregation members, Ruby Deering and Harold Seiler, who were faithful saints of Zion. Ruby married into the Zion congregation, and she was a faithful member who had a deep love for family and friends. She loved coming to church, and she loved to attend church events. Her favorite hymn was Amazing Grace. I remember Ruby from my time as a placement student here at Zion. She was a quiet lady who had a beautiful smile. I wish I would have gotten the chance to reconnect with her. Ruby was a role model who taught her girls so much of what they know today. She is sadly and lovingly missed by her husband David and their daughters Lorraine, Yvonne, Donna, and their families. Harold was a lifelong member of Zion who served on church council, the property committee, and he was a communion assistant. He also played an integral role in the yearly Arbor Days at Zion. He nourished his faith through his passion for farming and both caring for animals and the land. Harold was a steadfast, generous, and hardworking member of the community who lived out the gospel in loving his neighbors. I went to visit Harold when he was in the hospital, not knowing if he would remember me or not. I need not have feared, as he had a big smile on his face when I walked into the room, asking if Greg was still trucking. Family was so important to Harold, and he is sadly and lovingly missed by his wife Isabel, daughters Jane, Jackie, Nancy, and their families. Ruby and Harold and the rest of our loved ones are at rest with the saints. They are at rest from their labors. They live in the light of God. They are blessed, and they were a blessing to many in their earthly lives. Their memories and the memories of all our loved ones remain steadfast and constant in our lives. These memories offer us peace and comfort, hope and promise, knowing that we too will join them one day in the eternal light of God's loving presence. When a loved one dies, as we work through the grief and sorrow, we have an opportunity to reflect on their presence in our lives. We are given the opportunity to acknowledge the blessings they gave to us throughout their lives and how their lives impacted our lives. And we are also given the chance to realize how they embodied and lived out their faith, and how the presence of God was made known in their lives. and how that can transform our lives. The words of 1 John that were read by Chris this morning offer us hope in knowing that those who died before us died in the faith, that they were beloved children of God, and that we too are beloved children of God. Our departed loved ones were and will continue to be a blessing in our lives. May we continue to honor them, and may we continue to live in the faith that God gives to us, as God gave to those who have left this earthly world, through the death and resurrection of God's only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is For All the Saints, and that is found in the ELW number 422.